ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 7 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड शिवा सेव्स द यूनिवर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। विलोक्य तम देववरम त्रिलोक्या भवाय देव्याभिमतं मुनीनां आसीनामाद्रौ अपवर्गहेतोः तपोजुषाणां स्तुतिभिः प्रणेमुः। There is no purport to this. We'll read purport for verse and purport for text number 21. So translation for text 20. The demigods observed Lord Shiva sitting on the summit of Kailash Hill with his wife Bhavani for the auspicious development of the three worlds. He was being worshipped by great saintly persons desiring liberation. The demigods offered him their obeisances and prayers with great respect. Text 21. Shri Prajapati Uchuhu Deva Deva Mahadeva Bhutatman Bhuta Bhavana Trahina Sharanya Pannas Trailokya Dahanad Vishat. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Prajapati said, O greatest of all demigods, Mahadev, supersoul of all living entities and cause of their happiness and prosperity, we have come to shelter of your lotus feet. Now please save us from this fiery poison which is spreading all over the three worlds. Purport. Since Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation, why should he be approached for protection, which is given by Lord Vishnu? Lord Brahma creates and Lord Shiva annihilates, but both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are incarnations of Lord Vishnu and are known as Shaktavesh avatars. They are endowed with special power like that of Lord Vishnu, who is actually all-pervading in their activities. Therefore, whenever prayers for protection are offered to Lord Shiva, actually Lord Vishnu is indicated, for otherwise Lord Shiva is meant for destruction. Lord Shiva is one of the Ishwaras or the controllers known as Shaktavesh avatars. Therefore, he can be addressed as having the qualities of Lord Vishnu. The Prajapati said, O greatest of all demigods, Mahadev, supersoul of all living entities and cause of their happiness and prosperity, we have come to the shelter of your lotus feet. Now please save us from this fiery poison which is spreading all over the three worlds. So in this beautiful episode of this churning of ocean of milk, we are at a stage where the churning has begun, and the first product of that churning is the fiery poison halahal. And the poison was so dangerous, which had the potency to completely annihilate the whole creation. That was the power of that poison, right? And therefore, the demigods who were part of this creation who are part of that process of churning, obviously they were to be affected by that poison. And in that condition, in that situation, they are approaching Lord Shiva, right? And there are a series of prayers which the demigods, different demigods, the beginning, the opening session has been done by the Prajapatis. So different prayers which the demigods are offering. If we properly analyze these prayers, or if we just read these prayers are exactly as those which one will offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Right? And if some devotee of Lord Shiva, if he reads these prayers, he will be thoroughly convinced that Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he can have a big argument and debate with us that you all call Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, here is your own scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is referring him to a supreme personality of Godhead. Right? But Prabhupada in his brilliant purport gives a proper understanding and completely clarifies this whole scene. Right? So Prabhupada begins the purport with a question mark. And that question comes to every person who reads this pastime or especially these prayers. In every prayers, even this prayer also, which we are reading now, the beginning, first prayer, it is mentioning that the super soul of all living entities. Now we as devotees, we know that super soul Paramatma is Krishna himself, one of his expansions. Brahmeti Paramatmiti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. Right? So we understand that. But when we read Lord Shiva to be called as the super soul of all living entities, so Prabhupada himself puts that question mark, right? That Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation, destruction, and that poison was supposed to do that, right? So why did the demigods approach Lord Shiva? That is not his department. That is not the service which the Supreme Lord has bestowed upon Lord Shiva. That you come on, you protect. No, he's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to destroy at the time of annihilation. Right? So why did the demigods approach for protection? And what is protection? Protection means maintenance. And maintenance means Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is supposed to be in charge of that service. Right? But here, Prabhupada is asking the same question to the reader. And then he's answering his own question. And what is that? That Lord Brahma creates and Shiva annihilates, but both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are incarnations of Lord Vishnu and are known as Shaktavesh avatars. So this is the answer to that. And the beautiful point which Prabhupada makes in this purport is that they are endowed with special power. He is defining Shaktavesh avatar. They are endowed with special power like that of Lord Vishnu. But the beautiful aspect of that is Lord Vishnu is actually pervading in all their activities. Whatever activities these demigods are performing, the center of those activities is Lord Vishnu himself. Right? So today we'll just try to understand what this Shaktavesh avatar is and again see, come in, be in touch with Prabhupada's purport and have a brief understanding about it. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Srila Sanatana Goswami meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is sitting to instruct Sanatana Goswami, in a series of instructions which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to Sanatana Goswami, he comes to the point where he explains the different incarnations of the Lord. Right? And therefore, after explaining some time about all other details, Mahaprabhu starts to explain about different incarnations of the Lord. And therefore, Mahaprabhu begins, Prabhu kahe chaturali chhada sanatan. But oh Sanatan, give up all your expertise, chatur, intelligence, tricks, he's telling. Prabhu kahe chaturali chhada sanatan shaktavesh avatarera shuna vivaran. Now Mahaprabhu is going to explain the vivaran, the complete description of shaktavesh avatars. Right? And there he's telling, shaktavesh avatara krishnera asankhya ganan. Now the shaktavesh avatars, they are innumerable in number. Asankhya ganan. Dhiga darshana kori mukhya mukhya jan. But now I'll explain to you the important of them. There are many of them. Shaktavesha dui rupa mukhya guna dekhi sakshat shakti avatara abhase vibhuthalikhi. Empowered incarnations, that is Shaktavesha avatars, are of two types, primary and secondary. This is a bit technical, a little part of it. Empowered incarnations are of two types, primary and secondary. The primary ones are directly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are called incarnations. The second ones are indirectly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are called vibhuti. And then he explains different categories of these Shaktavesh avatars. Sanakadi Narada Pritu Parashuram Jivarupa Brahmamara Avesh Avataranam. Some Shaktavesh avatars are the four Kumaras, Narada, Maharaj Pritu, and Parashuram. When a living being is empowered to act as Lord Brahma, he is also considered a Shaktavesh avatar. Vaikuntha Shesha Dharaye Ananta Ehi Mukhya Avesh Avatar Vistare Nahi Anta. Lord Shesha, in the spiritual world, he is also one of the Shaktavesh avatars. And Lord Ananta, that same Lord Shesha, when he comes in this material world, he becomes Lord Ananta. And that same Lord Ananta, who is carrying these innumerable universes on his head, they are also on his hoods. He is also, both of them are two primary empowered incarnations. And then Mahaprabhu speaks, Sanakadya Jnana Shakti. Now he categorizes all these different personalities as what sort of Shakti has Lord Vishnu endowed them with, right? And then he explains, Sanakade Jnana Shakti, the four Kumaras, what empowerment they have been given by Lord Vishnu? Jnana Shakti. They are empowered with Jnana Shakti, they have been given the knowledge. Narade Shakti Bhakti. And what Narada Muni has? He has the power of devotion, to give devotion to others, Bhakti Shakti. Brahmaya Srishti Shakti. Lord Brahma has been empowered the ability, the potency to create. And Anante Bhudharana Shakti. Ananta has been given the potency to have the entire creation on his head. Right? Shesha Swasevana. Shesha, in the Vaikuntha Lokas, what is his service? What is he empowered with? He has been given the ability to have the Lord rest on him. Swasevana, personal service to the Lord. And Prithu Maharaj, what ability, what potency he has been given? He has been given the Shakti of Palana, to maintain the creation. And Parashurama is also one of the Shaktavesh avatars. What potency he has been bestowed with? He has been bestowed with Dushta Nashaka, to annihilate the demons, the demoniac people. And Parashurama Dushta Nashaka Virya Sancharana. Explain the different types. Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaye Yatra Vishta Janardhana Ta Avesha Nigdehante Jiva Eva Mahatmana. Whenever the Lord is present, well, he defines, the definition of Shaktavesh avatar is there in this verse. Whenever the Lord is present in someone by portion of his various potencies, the living entity representing the Lord is called Shaktavesh avatar. That is an incarnation invested with special power. Right? So here, if the demigods are approaching Lord Shiva for protection, why? Because he is a Shaktavesh avatar. He has been bestowed with that potency. He has that ability to save people or the demigods or his entire creation from that dangerous poison, halal. Right? And then we see that, understanding this definition of Shaktavesh avatar, Lord Shiva, why he has been given this ability? Or how does a person get the ability? Or how does, properly frame it, how does any living entity becomes a Shaktavesh avatar? That is a question which may come to everybody's mind, right? So when a person is completely absorbed in the Supreme Lord and in the Supreme Lord's mission, then he gets the empowerment. This is the secret of that. When a person completely absorbs himself in the Supreme Lord and absorbs himself into that mission of that Supreme Lord, then he becomes a Shaktavesh avatar and he gets the potency of the Supreme Lord, or in fact, to say, he becomes like the Supreme Lord. Sakshat dharitvena samasta shastra. Uktastata bhavyat eva sadbhi. Kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya vande guru shri charanarvindam. The guru has to be worshipped as good as God. Why? Externally, a guru may appear like us. But why the Guru is worshipped on the equal level or as good as God? Because he is completely absorbed himself in the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord's mission. Now we all know Lord Shiva is always meditating on Lord Sankarshan, right? And being completely absorbed in Lord Sankarshan, who is none other than Lord Vishnu himself, obviously there is no doubt that he also has the same potency. He gets that ability of what the Lord Sankarshan has, whatever Lord Sankarshan has to bestow upon him, right? And even though his service may be destruction, he has this additional service or additional ability to protect the devotees also. That is there with Lord Shiva. And therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits Vallabh Bhatta at his request, and Vallabh Bhatta glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many beautiful prayers, but one of the prayers which he says is, Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. That the process, the dharma for this age of Kali is Harinam Sankirtan. And how does a person become successful in that? When a person is endowed with Krishna Shakti, is empowered by Krishna, then he gets the potency to perform or to propagate this mission of this age of Kali, which is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Right. This is Vallabhacharya. He is himself glorifying Lord Vishnu in these words. And therefore, those who take up the responsibility on behalf of the Supreme Lord, they are empowered by the Lord for that purpose. This is the secret of that. So if any person, any devotee, he wants to be successful, then the secret is here. One simply has to absorb himself in the Lord and the Lord's mission. Automatically, everything will come. Everything is going to come. All abilities, as they say, with every instruction of the Lord and Guru, comes the ability to perform that, or to follow that instruction, or to put that instruction into reality. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit is the live example of that. As all of us know, when Prabhupada wanted the printing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit on his morning walk, Prabhupada asked all his devotees, those who were involved in that printing, what is the rate at which the printing is going on? That time the rate was one volume every 3 months, or every 2 months. It was like that, 2 to 3 months. And that time, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was all 17 volumes. And Prabhupada said, I want all the volumes in 2 months. According to any material calculation, for any human being, it is completely impossible. And it was not that the disciples, they were very lax, and that is why they were able to produce one volume of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in 2 months. It was not like that. That one volume was also coming out when all of them were putting their full efforts, working to the best of their ability, then they were able to come out with one volume every 2 months. And when Prabhupada told them, I want all the 17 volumes in 2 months, it was practically, you know, it was like a thunderbolt on their head. And they said, Prabhupada, it is impossible. And Prabhupada made that golden statement, impossible is words in fool's dictionary. Right? And they didn't even complete the morning walk. They didn't say, okay, come on, let us take the morning walk, complete it, let us have some association with the Lord, with Prabhupada, and then when we go back, then we'll see, we'll work out how the things are going to come up. No, all of them, all the managers, they just took about a ton at that very same spot. They left, and on that Gaur Purnima day, they presented all the 17 volumes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita before Srila Prabhupada. That is empowerment, that is Shakta Vishavdar. And Prabhupada himself, Prabhupada's life himself is an example of this thing. There's so many things, we'll discuss more about that if time permits. So, Lord Shiva, coming back, Lord Shiva, one should not have any doubt about him, that how can he protect? Obviously, because he is completely absorbed in meditation on Lord Sankarshan, then why cannot he have that ability or that quality which Lord Sankarshan has of protecting his devotees, right? And when it comes to devotees, Lord Shiva is so eager to protect his devotees, and especially devotees of Lord Vishnu. He is very eager, as we see in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When King Prachini Bhari sends all his 10 sons to the forest, the Prachetas, for performing tapasya. Actually, he wanted them to rule, but they said, no, let us undergo some training, and then we'll enter Grihastha Ashram. Right? So all the 10 sons, so they were undergoing Brahmachari training, BT training. So all the 10 sons, they entered the forest, and they came to a beautiful lake which was full of all beautiful lotuses, fragrant atmosphere, and all of a sudden in between comes Lord Shiva emerging from that beautiful water, right? And then even the Prachetas, they think, how come Lord Shiva is here? We didn't pray for him, we didn't desire of him, but how come Lord Shiva is here? But then Lord Shiva expresses his desire and he talks to them and he speaks. Lord Shiva says, Yuyam Vedasida Putra Viditam Vaschikirshitam Anugrahaya Bhadram Va Evam Me Darshanam Kritam. He says, you are all the sons of King Prachinibhari and I wish you all good fortune. Anugrahaya Bhadram Te. I also know what are you going to do now, and therefore I am visible to you just to show my mercy upon you. So even though the Prachetas did not desire Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva was knowing that what the Prachetas are going to take up, what process? They were going to take up the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. And therefore, in order to help them, Lord Shiva personally appeared there. And then he says, Ya param ramah sakshat triguna jiva samgitat bhagavantam vasudevam prapanna sapriyo hime. The controller of any person who surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, the material nature and the living entity, is actually very dear to me. So any person, any devotee of the Supreme Lord is very dear to Lord Shiva. And this is one of the reasons why the Prajapatis in this churning of ocean, in this episode, why they are approaching Lord Shiva. Because they know who they are devotees of the Supreme Lord, and who Lord Shiva is. Lord Shiva is a person who always loves the devotees of the Supreme Lord because he loves the Supreme Lord. And then he says, Atha Bhagavata Yuyam Priyahasa Bhagavan Yata Namad Bhagavatam Cha Prayam Anyasti Karhishit. You are all the devotees of the Lord, and as such appreciate that you are as respectable to me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the adoration, this is the love which Lord Shiva has for his devotees, saying, I respect them as much as I respect the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me. So therefore, it is a lesson for all the devotees of Lord Krishna that we cannot ignore or criticize or blaspheme Lord Shiva, because by doing so, we will be simply blaspheming and criticizing Lord Vishnu himself. Right? So I know in this way that the devotees also respect me and that I am dear to them. Thus, no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. Right? And in this way, speaking this, having this conversation with the Prachetas, Lord Shiva then gives the Prachetas a mantra, chanting which, series of prayers are there in the fourth canto, chanting which the Prachetas were successful in having the audience with the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Right? So this is Lord Shiva. And this is the Shaktavesh avatar. So Lord Shiva being completely absorbed in Lord Sankarshan, therefore he guides everyone. Just like Lord Krishna guides everyone on their path of devotional service, Lord Shiva also guides the devotees of Lord Krishna on their path of perfection and maintains them. And therefore the Prajapatis are approaching Lord Shiva for protection. Just because he is endowed, Prajapatis know that Lord Shiva is the supreme devotee, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambho, right? And Lord Vishnu has that potency, that ability, that power to maintain the whole creation And Lord Shiva, being his devotee, he also has that ability. Right? And very beautiful pastime. Now, why does, first of all, we saw that what is Shaktavesh Avatar? The Lord empowers the devotees. But then the question may come, why does the Lord has to empower his devotees? If the Lord is full himself, Lord has all the potencies, Lord has all the abilities, why he should empower others? He can do it himself. Lord Vishnu could personally do it everything. So one of the reasons which Prabhupada gives in his purport and which all our acharyas also explain in relation to this pastime of churning of the ocean, we know that Lord Vishnu, he could have also saved the demigods from that fiery poison, Halahal. But why did he give that opportunity to Lord Shiva? Just so that he, Lord Shiva, can be glorified. This is one of the reasons. And the other reason which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, right? That the whole purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's or Krishna descending as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to get back all the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Right? And therefore, Kaviraj Goswami in this Antalila explains Sarva Loka Udharite Gaura Avatar Nistarera Hetutara Trivida Prakar. It is incarnation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna descended to deliver all the living beings in the three worlds from Brahmaloka down to Pataloka. He caused their deliverance in three ways. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used three techniques to deliver every living entity in all the three worlds from Brahmaloka down to Pataloka. Sakshat darshan ara yogya bhakta jive avesha karaye kaha kaha abhirbhave. So one method was, the Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly, as he did in Navadvip itself, as he did during his South Indian Yatra. He went, one of the reasons for having his South India Yatra, one of the reasons was to deliver all these people of South India. Because this South India was filled with all Pashandis and all that beautiful verses there. Atheists, Pashandis, all of them. So Lord Chaitanya personally desired that I should go to South India to deliver all of them. That was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Right? And he did it. He met everyone, all the devotees, and by personal association, he transformed the hearts of millions of people wherever he went. Sakshat darshan ara yogya bhakta jive avesha karaye kaha kaha abhirbhave. The Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly. In other places, first process was by meeting people, and in other places, Kaviraj Goswami explains, in other places by empowering a devotee. Like many times we hear, whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to meet someone, he just used to embrace that person. And just by his embrace, that person used to go mad in ecstasy, chant Hare Krishna, and used to go return to his village. And when that person, that devotee, after his heart being transformed, when he used to go and embrace some other people, they used to go into ecstasy and madness and they used to chant Hare Krishna like mad person. This was the second technique. And still, at other places, by appearing before someone himself. There are three ways in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to preach. Right? Sakshat darshane praya sabanistharila nakula brahmacharir dehe avishta hoila. So he's giving the example. Right? Sakshat darshane praya sabanistharila. He delivered everyone by his personal presence, but to some people, like Nakul Brahmachari, how did he preach others? Through Nakul Brahmachari, by entering him, by empowering Nakul Brahmachari. And then he says, Pradyumna Narsimananda Age Koila Abhirbhav Lokanistaribe Ei Ishwara Sabhav. What is the Sabhav of Ishwar? Lokanistarila. The only nature of the Supreme Lord, and that also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is what? To deliver everyone. He has no other business. His only business, his only occupation is to see to it that all of them go back home, back to Godhead. Right? And then Kaviraj Goswami explains that how did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu act through Narasimha, through Nakula Brahmachari. And before that, Kaviraj Goswami also explains this verse. Taha sabat tarite prabhu sei sabat deshe yogya bhakta jiva dehe karana aveshe. So to deliver, so the answer to that question, that why does Lord empower his devotees? Why does the Lord manifest or transform his devotees into shaktavesh avatars? The answer is yogya bhakta jive dehe karana aveshe taba ta sabat tarite prabhu sei sabadesha, to deliver everyone, right? And then Kaviraj Goswami explains about Nakul Brahmachari. So he begins his description. He says, Ambuya Mulika Hoye Nakula Brahmachari. Where did Nakul Brahmachari belong to? Ambuya Muluk village called Ambuya, which is today Ambika Kalna, right? During our Mayapur Yatra. All of us visited that place. I don't know, I didn't go. We are supposed to visit Ambika Kalna and the house of Nakul Brahmachari. Ambuya Mulike Hoye Nakula Brahmachari Parama Vaishnavate Ho Bada Adhikari. And who was Nakul Brahmachari? He was a great devotee, perfectly pure devotee, and greatly advanced in devotional service. Right? So this is the qualities which is required to become a Shaktavesh avatar. It is not that you are just sitting and all of a sudden you become a Shaktavesh avatar. Just like people that are haunted by ghosts. They are wandering around at night somewhere and all of a sudden they become mad next day morning. Kya ho gaya? Bhoot pakda. It is not like that. There are some qualifications which are required from on the side, on the on part of the devotees. What is that? He has to be a Parama Vaishnava and he has to be greatly advanced in devotional service. Gauda desher loka nistarite mana haila nakula ridaye prabhu avesha korila. So the Lord desired that the people of Gauda, Bengal, they should be delivered. They should go back home, back to Godhead. So what means did he select? He selected the means to enter into the heart of Nakul Brahmachari. Gauda desher loka nistarite mana hoila nakula ridaye prabhu avesha korila. So, the same thing. Two principles which are required to become Shaktavesh avatar is one should be constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, and not just simply engaged, be completely absorbed in that service. Make the Lord's mission one's life and soul. And the best example is Srila Prabhupada. So, when we speak of Nakul Brahmachari, we'll try to get into, draw parallel lines with Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada, we know that Srila Prabhupada is Shaktavesh avatar. Otherwise, it's not possible for any ordinary person to do what Srila Prabhupada did. Right? What empowered Srila Prabhupada at such an elderly age? It's practically impossible for any person of 70s to do such great deeds which Srila Prabhupada did, or to accomplish what Prabhupada accomplished. It's practically impossible. But the desire to follow the instructions of his guru and to fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithvi jati jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe morana. His absorption, all of us when we read Lilamrit, in his writings, in his printing books, we see his madness. Practically, if you see right from his days of his grihastha life, more than his business, more than his family, he was simply absorbed in writing and see to it that they are getting printed and they are being distributed. No other thought, complete absorption. As if, or much more than what a brahmachari or a sannyasi could do. Even being in grihastha ashram. It's practically impossible for any ordinary person. But when we read Lilamrit, it's mind-boggling. But how can a person be so focused, so much determined? Right? And therefore, seeing his determination, seeing his service, seeing his absorption, Krishna empowered him to do everything what nobody could achieve in this whole creation, in the history of mankind. Right? And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in the heart of Nakul Brahmachari, what was his condition? Graha grastha praya nakula premavishta hoy, hase kande nache gaye unmatta hoy. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his heart, Nakul Brahmachari became exactly like a madman who is haunted by a ghost. So that was the condition of Srila Prabhupada also. After he took vanprastha and shifted to Vrindavan, what all did he not undergo to get this printing done? Purchasing paper, going to the busy streets of Chandni Chowk, purchasing the paper, getting them, carrying them, and to print them. And not just to print them, to go to each and every store, bookstores, to see to it they are being displayed there and they are being sold. To go to places like tea stalls to sit with people and to distribute Back to God magazines in the hot sunny summer of May, to the extent of getting shock and falling down on the road. It's not possible. That is his madness. His ecstasies were not just like what we think of ecstasies, you know, that we should chant, we should dance, let our hair stand in at end. No, Prabhupada's ecstasies were distributing and writing books, getting them printed, and completely see to it that to the best of the of his capacity, all these literatures are reached to every people, every nook and corner. That are the ecstasies of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, when Nakul Brahmachari, what was his condition after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered? Ashru kampa sthamba shveda satvika vikar nirantara prema anitya nirantara prema nitya saghana hukar. He continuously exhibited bodily transformations of transcendental love. Thus he cried, trembled, became stunned, perspired, danced in love of Godhead, and made sounds like those of a cloud. Prabhupada's preaching was like that, like clouds. He also shed tears when he saw the miserable condition of people. If you read his poems, which he wrote in Vrindavan, they are manifestation of his heart. If you read the poems which he wrote on Jaladuta, you can understand what Prabhupada underwent. What was his status of his heart and mind that time? Same exactly following like that, like Nakul Brahmachari. And as a result of this, what happened? Taiche gaura kanti taiche sada prema vesh taha dekhi bare aise sarva gaura desh. His body shone with the same lustre as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is absorption. You get so much absorbed in a particular thing that you become like that. Just like when iron filings, rusted iron filings, when they come in touch with a magnet and stay with the magnet for some time, what happens? After some time, they also act or start acting like magnets. Every individual iron filing starts acting like a magnet and gets the potency to attract more iron towards it. Right? And therefore, even Nakul Brahmachari's body, because he was constantly absorbed in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his body also transformed or got the color of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing this, many people from all over places started coming to have his darshan. And that is what we see when Srila Prabhupada started his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Initially when he began, he was just alone with some hippies. Right? But by the power, by his purity, he attracted the whole world at his lotus feet. People from all over the places, they were just running to Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Why? Because they were running towards Krishna, who was personally being manifested in Srila Prabhupada through his service, through his preaching. Right? And therefore, coming back to our churning, the Lord Shiva again, same thing. Because Lord Shiva is completely absorbed in Lord Sankarshan, he developed the same qualities of Lord Sankarshan, that is maintenance. And therefore the Prajapatis, they approached him. Yare dekhe tare kahe, kaho Krishna naam, tahara darshana loka hoye premadham. And Nakul Brahmachari, wherever he went, He just used to say, come on, just chant Hare Krishna. He used to induce people chanting Hare Krishna. Because that is what a devotee does. He has no other business other than making people chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanyara avesha hoy nakulera dehe. And hearing this, what happened? Suni Shivananda Aila Koriya Sandeha. So Shivananda Sen, when he heard about Nakul Brahmachari, a doubt aroused in his heart. Because people were speaking, people were discussing everywhere. See, this Nakul Brahmachari is completely, has got full mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's gone mad. So Shivananda Sen, who's also, we know, is a great devotee, but he also had an element of doubt. But how it is possible? So before Srila Prabhupada went to the West, even though during his grihastha life, and even after Vanprastha ordaining sannyas, when he decided, I want to go to America, I want to preach, people practically felt he is thinking too much beyond his capacity. It is practically impossible. When he was exhibiting his ecstatic symptoms, people did not believe. But could he do it? Could he make it? Our Guru Maharaj has sent so many people, and all of them came with the answer that it is impossible. It is not possible to preach in the West. But it is only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time that Krishna revealed through Srila Prabhupada that nothing is impossible. Right? And Shivananda Sen, he had a doubt, but then he wanted to test Nakul Brahmachari. And then he says, Pariksha korite tara yaibe icha hoila bahara rahiya tabe vichara korila. He came to meet Nakul Brahmachari, but he did not enter. He did not come close to Nakul Brahmachari. And being just outside, he thought, but I will think something and I will test Nakul Brahmachari. How? Apane bola na more iha yadi jani amara ishta mantra jani ke kahena apani. I will stay out. But if he calls me close to me and if he is able to tell me what is the mantra of my ishta dev which I chant, which nobody knows except myself, right? If he is able to tell that, then I will understand that yes, he is being empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tabe jani ihate hoy chaitanya avesh eta chinti Shivananda rahila dure desh. Thinking like this, Shivananda Sen stayed far away. He did not come to Ambika, right? In the outskirts of Ambikapur. And then, asankhya lokera ghata keho aise aaye, lokera sanghata keho darshana na paaye. There was, because people from all over Bengal, they were coming to meet or to see Nakul Brahmachari. So many of them were there. There was such a large crowd of people coming and going. Indeed, people in that great crowd could not even see Nakul Brahmachari. That was the crowd. Right? So many people gathered around him that they were not able to have darshan of Nakul Brahmachari. Right? But all of a sudden, in between that crowd, Avesha Brahmachari ko hai Shivananda ache dure. He started suddenly speaking. What? That far away is Shivananda. Avesha Brahmachari kahe Shivananda ache dure jana dui chari yaha bola ho tahare. Dui chari, two four of you go and call him. Call Shivananda Sen, who's there in the outskirts of this place. Go get him here, he says. And inspired by Nakul Brahmachari, and that inspired state, he said like that. And two, three people, they went out calling in all directions because they were not knowing where Shivananda Sen is. And they started shouting, Shivananda, Shivananda, where are you? Please come. Nakul Brahmachari is calling you. And when Shivananda heard this, Shuni Shivananda Sena Taha Shigra Aila, he came running because out of his two desires, one desire was being fulfilled, the first stage. Because his desire was that Nakul Brahmachari should call me, and second was he should know the Ishta, my Ishta Deva's mantra which I am chanting. So, Shuni Shivananda Sena Taha Shigra Aila Namaskara Kori Tare Nikata Vasila. He offered his obeisances and sat right next to him. And then Nakul Brahmachari started speaking. Brahmachari Bole Tumi Korila Samshay. He says, my dear Shivanand, you did Samshay, you doubted me, right? Ekamana Huya Shuno Tahara Nishay. Now, hear the evidence of this, I will tell you. And he says, Gaura Gopal Mantra Tumar Chari Akshar. And what is your mantra? Gaur Gopal. is your four letter mantra. Avivasha chhadayehi karayache antar. You are chanting the Gaur Gopal mantra composed of four syllables. Now please give up the doubts that have resided within you. So Prabhupada writes in that purport that Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the Gaur Gopal mantra that worshippers, that which worshippers of Nita, sorry, Gaur Sundar, they accept the four syllables Gau, Ra, An and Ga. These are the four syllables. Gaur, Gau, Ra, An, Ga. For Gauranga. That is a mantra for all those who worship Gaur Sundar. The Isht mantra. And when Shivananda heard this, he was into ecstasy. Tabe Shivanandera mane pratita hoila aneka sammanakori bahu bhakti koila. Shivananda saying, thereupon developed full confidence in his mind that Nakul Brahmachari was filled with the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivananda Sen then offered his respect and devotional service. And then Kaviraj Goswami ends this pastime by saying that in this way one should understand the inconceivable potencies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Inconceivable potencies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So through this pastime of Lord Shiva drinking that ocean of poison. Lord Shiva, it was like ocean, that poison was so dangerous, so much poison. So what is this? When we read that pastimes, there should be two things. First of all, that any person can be empowered if he simply completely absorbs himself and follow the instructions of Krishna and Guru. And second thing is, that this is how, as Kaviraj Goswami says, in this way, one should understand the potencies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should understand the potencies of Krishna. Therefore, as the preachers in ISKCON, when we go out preaching, what happens? Immediately, the first thing that comes is glories, name, fame, worship, adoration, distinction, prestige. Everything follows. But the only saving grace from all these things is if one can simply understand that we are nothing more than yadyad vibhuti matsattva. We are just sparks of that splendor which is Lord Vishnu. We are just like that iron filings who have developed the capacity to attract others because of coming in touch with that great magnet Vishnu. Nothing is ours. Nothing is ours. As long as we are there in connection with the Lord, as long as the bulb is in connection with the main electric house, it has light. Once the wire is cut, once the button is switched off, the bulb has no value apart from being simply a glass bulb. Right? So this is a little bit about this verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, please forgive any offenses or speaking beyond my realization. Hare Krishna.